going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, as promised, we're going to give it a try. Last hour of the Tara Show. On Friday, 800-905-0989 is the call-in number. I'm going to try to do a good job reading the text line as well. Okay, waiting longest is Leslie from Easley, who wants to talk apparently about St. Kilmore. Good morning.
Hey, Tara. First, I wanted to say my husband and I have been listening to you since you first came to Greenville. We love you and never miss a day.
Oh, thanks.
You're always right and just so far ahead of everyone else. We think you're essential listening for anyone wanting to be on top of the news, and that you're good enough to be the next Rush Limbaugh.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, we really believe that. Anyway, I just wanted to ask you a question about Kilmar. Maybe you've already talked about this, but I'm still listening to the 7 o'clock hour of your show, so I'm a little behind. But I heard on the Megyn Kelly podcast last night that the Donald Trump defense team has made 2 sealed motions in court in the last few days, and he asked for a 1-week stay, which was granted by this previously aggressive judge. Do you think that means he's bringing Garcia back into the U.S.? And if so, do you think that they could bring him in secretly and get him before an immigration judge before the Democrats find out?
Okay, I don't know what they're going to do, but this has been the thing with him I've been most afraid of, that they would buckle under to these judges and create that legal precedent that they were wrong, and anyone he sends out under this act gets a review. It's possible. I mean, we've already seen him transferred out of CECOT in El Salvador to a low security holding facility. I think the Democrats will be encouraged by it. Now, I'm wondering if they did do it, and I thought this too, what the options might be. I mean, there's no rule that says he's got to have the hearing here. He could have it in El Salvador.
I was wondering if they could do like a Zoom hearing.
Exactly. Zoom hearing, or even send somebody down to El Salvador if they did it. But I don't think they should do it. See, here's what they're doing, okay? This overall, Leslie, what the Democrats are doing, they're setting up an Andrew Jackson kind of situation here. And really an Abraham Lincoln kind of situation here. If you go back and read, you know, the beginnings of the Civil War, he was acting in violation of the courts. He won. He's a great American hero. Glad that he did. But Abraham Lincoln very much was on his own war path with the Civil War. People forget that. He defied the courts to do it. So did Andrew Jackson. Come and make me, basically, was his philosophy. They're trying to push Trump into that, from enjoining him from doing what they know he darn well has the right to do. So that's where we are. So they can then turn around and say he's a dictator and justify putting his entire cabinet in prison.
Honestly, at this point, I'm not sure it would be so bad if he went the route of Andrew Jackson.
See, here, you know what? I was wondering that. I was listening to a podcast the other day where they were talking about, hey, we should go that way. The American people support him. He's sitting at 55% approval. Do you think the American people would turn on him if he did that?
I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I'd love it.
Yeah, I would too. I don't see how it could hardly get much worse than it is. I mean, he can't do anything. His hands are tied behind his back, and they won't let him do anything.
I'll say this at this point, calling Congress out by name is better than going full Andrew Jackson. I'd try that first and get this legislation passed.
Yeah, but you know, he won't do that.
I know he won't.
He won't, because I watched the Glenn Beck interview with him last night, and he won't do that because Glenn Beck tried to get him to do that, and he won't do that yet. He's not at that point. He's still trying to work nice with Congress, and I wish he would call them out.
Something's going to have to give really soon, or we're going to see the first judge appoint the first prosecutor, or he's going to knuckle under to them. And let me tell you what, Leslie, you are on the right track with what is sealed in court, and wondering about that. I'm wondering the same thing too. If he gives in just one of these cases, Katie, bar the door. I mean, it's going to be an avalanche of orders, unconstitutional orders, trying to get the Supreme Court to approve each one. We could end up coming out of this presidency very quickly, Leslie, with precedent for basically never being able to deport another illegal, no matter what crimes they commit, because of precedent created in this administration. I mean, it's a mess right now.
Yeah, I know exactly what he needs. He needs you for an advisor, and then he would be good.
Well, thank you, Leslie.
Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, no, and I have questions, and thanks for your phone call. I appreciate it. I have questions too. Like, okay, you guys, you're talking about appointing prosecutors now. Each judge gets their own prosecutor, all 700 of them, I guess. Okay, you and what force are going to pick up the Trump team with handcuffs? Who are you going to send? Which was the essential question Andrew Jackson said. Okay, well, judicial dictators, come and make me. You and what army? I don't know. But I would say this, we are in a constitutional crisis right now, and not the kind that they continue to claim that we are in. Okay. Got a bank of phone calls lined up. That was a great call. I really enjoyed that, Leslie. Thank you. And thank you for listening. 800-905-0989. I'll be right back.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.